笨蛋。
My professor in a seminary said that I should never let my congregation know what's happening to me. But I just need for you to pray for me. As I stand here, I'm afraid because of medical reasons. But I believe that God wants for me to deliver his message. Amen. So I'm here. Amen. I fell off yesterday morning and I was at the emergency room where Minister Diane went to see me to see whether I was going to be here today. And I said, through the grace of God. So I am here through the grace of God to say, thus said the Lord. Although I'm weak, but he's going to carry me through. Can you please stand and turn with me to the book of Psalm 126. Psalm 126. When the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we were like men who dream. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, O Lord. Let strength in the naked. Those who sowed in tears will reap with songs of joy. He who goes a weeping, carrying seed to sow, we return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him. Amen. Amen. We will speak on the thing. God is going to turn it around. Yes. God is going to turn it around. Yes. And our text is Psalm 126, from 1 through 6. Let us pray. Father God, I'm weak, but thou art strong. Speak, dear Lord. Speak, Father God, that someone will believe that you, our God, can turn it around. Speak through your messenger this hour. As a poor, you are not in power, dear Lord. If you don't speak, Father God, as him, I will not be able to speak. But let your Holy Spirit flow right now. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. God is going to turn it around. We bring you greetings. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And from our own family, the G. Thomas School family in Liberia. For those of you that are worshiping with us, Shadow Baptist, for the first time, we want to say welcome to God's house. Feel free. Worship God the way you know how to worship him. I also want to welcome my childhood friends, my relatives who are traveled from Liberia on vacation in America, that are sitting here this morning, including my niece, I want to say welcome to Shadow Baptist Church. I want to say God bless Shallow. We say God bless America, but God bless Shallow. Thank God for the integration of people from all walks of life in this great church. We want to say thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve God in a strange land with our own accents, our own languages, and the way we can worship. We say thank God for Shiloh. Thank God for our own pastor, Reverend Armstrong, who has opened the door. He has followed the footsteps of our late pastor, Reverend Woolsey. I didn't see him, but all Liberians that have been in this country since 1960s, the only pastor they talk about is Reverend Woolsey. And Reverend Armstrong has followed that footstep of just embracing us in God's house. Again, thank you. Enjoy your visit. You will not regret. Amen. If you look in the program today, my daughter will be preaching 11, and some of the members asked me, Reverend, we've been hearing you talking, you know, we want to hear your daughter preach. I said, come. I'd rather you come and hear my daughter, because she's going back, and you see the difference. At least you're going back home, but I'm here with you. So I'm home. We come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word. He never failed me yet. We come on this day, the second Sunday in the year 2013, to speak about the new beginning. The new beginning. This is a new beginning. My beloved, let me remind you, including myself, that our destiny is not in the hands of our oppressors. The hymn writer, Arad F. Stenhill, says, I do not ever tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow for its sunshine, for its stars may turn to gray. I don't worry over the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I walk beside Him, for He knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Because He holds my hand. salvation, proclamation, and assurance. When I began to search the dictionary, I learned that restoration means to return, to replace, renewed, and revived. Then I turned to the word of God according to Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 11 and 3. Read thus. This whole the prophet Jeremiah, he prophesied and said, this whole country will become a desolate wasteland, and these nations will serve the king of Babylon 70 years. But when the 70 years are fulfilled, I will punish the king of Babylon and his nation, the land of the Babylonians, for their guilt, declares the Lord, and will make it desolate forever. God promised. He fulfilled his promise. Whatever he says, he will do. Yes, our God will do it. I believe that after 70 years of being in exile, God restored the last of the captives. The captives were allowed to return to the homeland. Nearly 50,000 people made the journey back home. Church, the message of the prophets still speaks to us today. According to our text, Psalm 120 says, when the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we were like men who dream. Our minds were filled with laughter. Our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done things for them. Amen? The nations. Somebody has said the Lord has done good things for them. It was like a dream. Sometimes when we are locked up in certain situations in life, we sometimes feel like God has forgotten us. Sometimes we feel that we will never get out of the situation. Is there anyone who's sitting here this hour who has fared away before? If you are not, I have gone through it. But the God whom I serve, I said the God whom I serve, he turned it around. Tell somebody, say, God turned it around. Oh yes, he turned it around. And because he turned it around, my text tells me that the children in the sun, they begin to say, although you have seen that the Lord has done great things for us, now we want to give that proclamation. We want to announce to the world that God has done something great for us. You don't have to say it. We are the one that have been in exile. Therefore, we are saying that God has done something great for us. And that's why we are filled with laughter. Why are the returning filled with joy? Ask yourself, why? You see, when God restored their fortunes, they were back in their own home after 70 years of captivity. My beloved, you may not understand how it feels for you to be in exile. You may not know how it feels for you to be in the refugee camp. Oh, you may not know that you lost your dignity. You lost your tradition, you lost your culture, you lost your religious belief, you lost the way you serve your God. So shaking. You have to live day by day, trusting that one day God will get you. I said one day God will get you out of there. Oh yes, somebody who has gone through that way will tell you that. Maybe my brothers and sisters from New Orleans can stand and tell you how they feel when you lost your home and you have to be running from place to place. But for us in Trenton or New Jersey, we are not experiencing that yet. We don't know how it is when you don't have electricity. We don't know how it is when you are told that you cannot come to Shiloh today because we do not want you talking about Jesus. You do not know how it's been when somebody tell you you cannot call your master, the one who saves you. You may not know how difficult it is that when you are in Ezra, you lost everything except your God. Except your God. Except the God whom you put your trust in. Oh, yes. I can remember 1995 when I walked in East Africa with 135,000 refugees. 95% of those refugees were Muslims. From Somalia, they were Muslims. And when the Christians from Ethiopia and Sudan decided to have service, we were stoned. In a little room when we were having service, you would just see our opposition stoning us because we were calling and praising God. The refugees were calling and praising God. Those are our Christians. But the others were stoning them. Yes, sometimes it is difficult. While you have the opportunity now, it's time for you to open your Bible. While you have the opportunity now, it's time for you to come to church, your fellowship, because it may come a time that the doors of shadows will be locked, that all churches will be locked, because somebody will be standing up there and say, if I see one brother or sister going to that church, I'm going to gun them down. But you know what? Even if you cannot enter the doors of shadow, you know Jesus. You can call him anywhere. You can talk to him anywhere. You can press him in your heart. You don't have to come here before. Press him anywhere you are. Press him. Praise him. Yes. They were filled with joy. They could praise and worship. They could praise and worship the God of Isaac, Abraham, and Jacob. They were filled because they could worship their own God, Yahweh. Yahweh, they could worship their own God. So through the eyes of faith, I saw the children of Israel along with Moses when God delivered them. My Bible tells me that when God delivered the children of Israel, they began to sing a song. And if you turn to Exodus, you will hear the sound of Moses and the Israelites. I heard and sing, I will sing to the Lord, for he is hardy as hardy. The horse and his rider, he has hauled into the sea. The Lord is my strength. And my son, he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. Ghana. There are times of the trials in Liberia, and I hear the proclamation. His name is Great. His name is Great. Then I turn around and I heard the Hebrew say, his name is Abba. Abba. Abba means our Father. Our Father. Our Father. When I called upon the name, our Father, he will carry me through. Yes. It is our Father. There is no Father. Do you know his name, Charles? Do you know his name? What is his name? How do you call him? A counselor, a prince of peace, a bishop, troubles water. I say his name. I say his name. If you don't know his name, he's a mighty God. He's a warrior. He's a hero.
Our text, verse 5 says,
Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. He who goes a weeping, carry seed to sow, will return.
They say what?
Will return. With the songs of joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, as believers, we have the assurance that God is coming to turn it around at his appointed time. Don't give up. Continue to hold on to God's unchanging hands by waiting. Waiting. I said waiting. Sitting on a waiting seat. You know, I went to witness to one of my co-workers. And she said, 15 years, I have been going through a lot of stuff. Now I'm sick. How will I pay my mortgages? And I tried to tell her the word of God, that God will turn it around. That if we put our trust in God. And then I said to her, I said, they see God that carry you. In that old hour for 10 hours, it took you out. That same God will see you through. And she told to me, Rabbi, how long should I wait? Hallelujah! Imagine someone is desperate and they ask you, how long will I wait? And I turned around. I said, I have been waiting, but I put my trust in God. All right. And the situation you pray for, it may not happen at that time, but God will give you a peace of mind. I said, God will comfort you. You may not get the answer right now, but he will turn it around and give you a peace of mind that you will be walking around and be praising God and be singing, and people will wonder what's happening to you. Because God has turned that situation around with joy. When you know God, he will carry you through. Whatever, suffering, pain, tears that we may be sharing or holding through are just for a while. When God gets ready, I say, when God gets ready, those tears will be turned to sinking, to joy, to praising of God. God is going to turn it around. He is going to turn it around. You know the story about Jesus and for Joseph. When God got ready, he turned it around. He turned it around for Joseph. Yes. With all the accusation, with all the rejection, I said, God, turn it around. Just believe that God can turn it around. This is my testimony. I'm done. God is going to turn it around. Church, God led me to seminary 1977 at the age of 19. After high school, my goal was to become a lawyer to advocate for justice, especially for poor people. But God said, Oh, to seminary. And I went to seminary and started preaching. Nobody told me that to follow Jesus or to be a minister was going to be a difficult one. That I was going to go through disappointment, rejection, all kinds. I was going to be called all kinds of names. I didn't know. I thought I was just going there to do God's work. But with the experience after that, God kept me in. Like the song said, nobody told me. My people, nobody told me that to be a minister of the gospel, that I have to be tear apart. Nobody told me that as a young woman, to stay in God's pocket, I was going to have a lot of enemies for falling behind Jesus. Or for speaking with boldness. No one told me that there were injustices, discrimination, rejection, even in God's house. No one told me that somebody could just see me and don't like me because I was proclaiming the word of God. What I get in this? Let's go on January 6th. Make 25 years of ordination for me as a minister of the gospel. The total of 35 years, 10 years I practiced as last lesson preacher. But nobody told me, my beloved, when you see me jumping up, because God has given me over the mountains.
All right.
He has given me well up on the mountain, and I brought me down. I say, because the Lord has passed me through the crooked road, and he has straightened me.
Yeah.
I said, nobody told me, and that's why when I sing the song, I said, talk to me, Jesus, talk to me, Jesus. You never told me that the road was not going to be easy. But thank God, he kept me in. Thank God, he kept me in for standing on his promise. You need to stand on the promises of God. That's all you have. If you want to continue with this Christian journey, my beloved, this journey is not an easy journey. You will be tearing apart. They will say they wash it up for you. But stand, stand, and hold on to God, because you are standing on the solid rock. He kept me here. He kept me here. He kept me here. God is going to turn it around. Amen.